Clergyman praying for the cruel. A clergyman used to pray for highway robbers whenever he got to the pulpit. He would lift his hand, "O my Lord, mercy on the devil, defeatist, and the brutal men, on all who make fun of the benefactors, on all who have blasphemous hearts and who monastery the community." He used to not pray for the pure people. He would pray for no one but the wicked ones. He was told, "This is an unaccustomed situation. To pray for the corrupted people is not generosity." He said, "I have experienced goodness from them. I prefer to pray for them. They perform so much wickedness, cruelty, and torture that they drove me from evil into good. When I turned towards the world, I would be hurt by their beating. I would take refuge from my injuries. The wolves brought me back into the way. Oh, clever man! It is my duty to pray for them, since they created the reason of my well-being." The servant invokes God for his troubles and injuries, complains hundreds of times for his illness. God commands, "At last, pain and trouble have made you a beseeching and righteous person. Complain about the blessing that estranges you from our door and makes you an outcast. In fact, every enemy is your remedy, your benefactor and winner of your heart. Because of him, you escape into solitude. Beg help from God's grace." The story of a Sufi. In an orchard, a Sufi laid his face on his knee, like any Sufis, for the sake of revelation. Then he sank down deeply into himself. An indiscreet person was bored by his state of slumber. "Why do you sleep? Look at the vines, see the trees and the greenery. Listen to the command of God," he ordered. "Look, turn your face to this divine creation." The Sufi said, "Oh, passionate man, God's creations are within the heart. The ones seen outside are only the creation of the creations. The orchards and greenery are within the heart itself. The exterior one is the reflection of it as the reflection in the river. The external one is the phantom of the orchard, swaying due to the kindness of water. The orchards and the fruits are within the heart. The kindness of its reflection is on this water and clay. Had it not been for the reflection of that joyous passage, then God would not have called it the home of deception. This deception is that. This reflection is due to the reflection of the heart and the spirits of divine men. All of those deceived by this reflection presume that this is the place of paradise. They are escaping from the orchards which are real. They cheer for the reflection. After their heedless sleep ends, they see truly, but what is the use of that seeing? On account of this mistake, a good many cries and laments fall over the graveyard till resurrection. How happy is the person who has died before death, that is, who is aware of the origin of this orchard. Science, property, and authority become mischief in the hands of those whose souls are evil. To teach the degraded person science and knowledge is to give a sword to the hand of a highway robber. It is better to give a sword to the hand of a drunken Negro than science that would be taken into the hands of an evil person. Science, property, title, authority, and success are mischief in the hands of evil people. That is why war became an obligation for loyal believers in order to take the sword away from the hand of the mad person. His spirit is mad, his body is his sword. Take away the sword from that evil-natured man. Can 100 lions do the same, what authority does to the ignorant people on behalf of wickedness? His shame is hidden when he finds the opportunity. His snake rushes from the hole to the plain. When the ignorant man becomes the sultan of the bitter command, the whole plain is covered with snakes and scorpions. The evil-natured person who gains property and authority has invited his own disgrace. He either behaves stingily, does not bestow, or shows generosity and gives donations unnecessarily. He puts the shah instead of the pawn. The gifts which a fool gives are like this. When power is passed to the hands of the perverted one, he deems it to be authority and falls into a pit. He does not know the way but acts as a guide. His evil spirit burns the world. If the child of the way of poverty becomes the leader, the ghoul of unfortunateness will seize his followers. He says, "Come, I will show you the moon," but that unclean one has never seen the moon. O rough, ignorant one, how will you show? In your life you have not seen even the reflection of the moon in the water. The fools have become leaders. The wise, from fear, have put their heads under the rug. The story of the scribe with the quilted turban. A scribe had collected some old cloths and had placed them in his quilted turban, so that it could become bigger and look impressive when he entered into the assembly and the mosque. He made up the old rags from clothes and he embellished the turban with those externally. The outside of the turban was like a garment from paradise. Inside it was shameful and ugly like the hypocrite. He had buried the wool in tatters, cotton and leather inside that turban. To gain further conquest with his pride, he went towards the madrasa in the morning. On the dark road a clothes thief had been standing, waiting for a victim. He snatched the turban from his head and then ran in order to settle his business. At that time the scribe called out to him, "O son, unravel the turban first, then take it away. You are running as if you are flying with four wings. Unwrap the gift which you are taking with you. Uncover it, rub it with your hand, then take it if you still wish. I can sanction that." When the running person unraveled it, 100,000 rags dropped to the road. There remained in his hand only an ell of old cloth from his big and improper turban. He dashed the rags to the ground, saying, "O inaccurate man, by this trick you have robbed me of my business." The scribe said, "I was defrauded, but I declared the matter, giving advice to you." Although the world blossomed pleasantly, he nevertheless uttered his faithlessness by calling out, "O master, fraud in the existence and the corruption of this entity is existence and corruption is advice. The world says, 'Come, I am fortunate.' The corrupt says, 'Leave, I am worthless.' O you that bites your own lip in admiration at the beauty of spring, look at the coldness and yellowness of autumn. When you see the face of the beautiful sun in daytime, remember its death at sunset."
Thank you.
Seek the fountain within yourself. When the water of knowledge overflows from the heart, it neither smells nor gets old nor turns yellow. If the way of its source is closed, there is nothing to worry about, because it gushes boiling from the house all the time. Wisdom gained through education is like the streams which flows from the street into the house. When the waterway is closed, it becomes poor. Seek the fountain within yourself. The person to consult and friendship. A certain person was consulting someone to get rid of hesitation and perplexity. The man said, "O man with a good name, seek another, not me. Describe the matter to him for consultation. I am your enemy, do not hold on to me. Victory cannot be achieved by the counsel of the enemy. Go, seek one who is your friend. Undoubtedly a friend wishes the best for his friend. I am an enemy, no remedy from me. I play false and show enmity towards you. It is not suitable to ask the wolf to act as a guard. To seek in the wrong place is, in fact, the condition of not seeking. Doubtlessly, I am your enemy. How can I show you the way? I waylay. Whoever is sitting with friends is in the midst of a garden, even though he is in a furnace. Whoever sits with his enemies is in the furnace, even if he is in a garden. Do not hurt the friend by we and I. Let your friend not become an enemy and opponent to you. Do good unto the people for the sake of God, or for the ease of your own heart. So, whenever you look, you will see a friend. Unpleasant images arising from hatred may not come into your heart. Once you have acted in enmity, keep away and refrain from it. Consult a pleasing friend." The consulter said, "O good man, I know you. You are my earlier enemy. But you are a wise and spiritual man. Your wisdom will not allow you to play false. Nature desires to take revenge on its opponents, whereas wisdom is an iron link upon the flesh. It comes and hinders it, restrains it. Wisdom is the guardian for its good and bad actions. Trustworthy wisdom is like a fair guardian. It is the protector and magistrate of the city of the heart. It is cannily smart. The thief remains in the hole like a mouse. Wherever the mouse raises its hands, there is no cat, or there is only a picture of a cat. What cat? Faithful wisdom within the body is the lion that knocks down another lion. Its roar is the magistrate of the wild animals. Its shout prevents the grazing animals. If the city is full of thieves and cloth robbers, it will be of no use whether there is a watchman or not."